is short. Here he kicks it. Oh, it's delightful. It's delirious. It gets no better than that. Luke Keary, the magician with the ball on a string, can do no wrong.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, 4 try assists by half time for Luke Keary in that win. Oh, before we get to Brookvale Oval and the downpour yesterday, great to have Zorba on the program as we do every Sunday. I know he's a lover of all sports. Zorba, I'm going to put you on the spot. Our talk topic today, your favourite female athlete. Do you have a nomination for us? Good morning, mate.
Good morning. At the moment, I can't go past Elise Perry. I think she's anyone represents Australia in two sports. One is freakish, but two, the way she has, and she is amazing. She's an athlete, and she's set new standards in her sport, and she's a trailblazer for women in sport. Yeah, she's my favo.
Okay, all right. Now, Brookvale Oval yesterday, if there's one ground, there's probably only one other, Leichhardt Oval, that can't handle that downpour. I felt for the people that were there watching.
Yeah, it was shocking. Yeah. Full marks to Luke Keary. He was brilliant in the first half, but I'm pretty proud of the Seagulls, the way they came back in the second half. They're down on troops at the moment with Tommy T out and Dylan Walker waiting for his court case. So we've got probably one of the worst three quarters I've seen in the history of the club going on the field at the moment. So Des has been landed with that, and there are reasons for it. The ex-coach, the current CEO, they've got a lot to answer for in terms of who are there. But it'll get better.
Hopefully, for Des's sake, it will, and for your sake. What about at St George Illawarra? There's problems there for Mary McGregor, isn't there, Zorb?
Yeah, well, McGregor's got a dilemma. He's got to decide on a new fullback for his side because the switching of his skipper, Gareth Widdop, to the number one hasn't worked. Widdop needs his hands on the ball much more than he has had in the opening two rounds, the two losses against the Cowboys and the Rabbitohs. I think the fullback's got to be Matt Dufty or Corey Norman with Widdop at number six. Throwing Dufty on from the bench when the side's behind 28-12 after 60 minutes is never going to work.
It is. It's a complicated further by the fact that he won't be there next year.
Exactly. But that's not the point. I mean,
you've got to win now.
He's got this year to worry
absolutely.
About. That's what the
absolutely.
Fans want. This year, right now.
Where's Manly going? Where are they going to be playing out of? Will they be the Perth Sea Eagles?
No way. They won't move Manly. I mean, Manly's the only side on the northern side of the Harbour Bridge between the pylons of the Harbour Bridge and until you get to Newcastle territory, wherever that starts, probably around Belmont. So, no, they won't go.
And, no, I'm being flippant on that,
Zorb.
To make
a privately owned club go as well, you'd end up in the courts. But I don't agree with all this talk about, we're talking about expansion. I think 16 teams is the right number. I don't agree with Andrew Johns, and boy, for someone working for Channel 9 to say, let's have two less games a week, that is a weird, weird call. I reckon he might have a few meetings with a few people at Channel 9 this week who are his employers. I mean, what's he want? One Thursday night game, one Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. That's ridiculous.
What is the right number of teams in?
The right number is 16, but, you know, we can't bring teams in until teams fall over. And I think that's what the league will ultimately do. I mean, the 16 clubs are the stakeholders in the NRL. I can only see them coming in if they finally fall over and they're not going to help them out financially. And I think that's the way to go.
So if their teams are to be relocated, which teams in Sydney are most at risk?
Well, I think one of the teams in the western suburbs. I mean, you've got Penrith, West Tigers, Parramatta and Canterbury, all in an area of the western part of Sydney, and that's the crowded part.
Oh, I think all of those sides should stay.
Well, I mean, who should go then, Jimmy?
I'm not a fan of relocation. I'm actually a fan of two new sides.
New expansion, are you?
Yep. Absolutely. Definitely another side in Brisbane.
A second Brisbane side and a Perth side?
No, I'd look at New Zealand more than Perth.
New Zealand?
Yes. Second side in New Zealand. The most lucrative part of the television deal for rugby league is New Zealand.
You don't want to go to Perth? Try that experiment again?
No, I'm a bit worried about Perth. But anyway, if a side from Sydney relocated to Perth, different story.
I don't have faith in some of the people that are making the decisions at the moment. So let's hope that those people aren't there when a decision's made.
Hmm. Trent Merrin, interesting news. He wants back at St George Illawarra.
Well, I don't think Lou Zorano's would be too worried about that. I just saw him play a couple of hours ago over in France, and they're coming last, the Lou Zorano's. He's topping the offloads in the Super League, but nothing else. Certainly not topping the tackling department. I reckon Lou Zorano's would say, you beauty.
Is there anyone you haven't missed this morning?
I haven't started yet.
Give me that great dump button, Jimmy.
Now, Cam Smith on Friday night down there in Canberra. He was back to...
He controls the game, doesn't he?
Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I'm amazed. The NRL's new boss of most things, Graham Annesley, he's learned a quick lesson this week about his referees. Annesley should have known better than to put two rookie refs in charge of a game involving Melbourne Storm and Cameron Smith. Smith quickly assumed a third referee's role. I don't know if it's the main ref or the pocket ref, but he just ran the show. The Storm had no problems resulting in 3-4 in the tackle, frustrating a Canberra side that wanted to get the ball out. 22-10 wins, 3 first-half tries to Zunivalli. It was, it's given the Storm another perfect start to the season. But, yeah, the refs, there's a lot of rookie refs. By the way, what's happened to our old mate Henry Perinara? Oh. Has he been banished to the bunker or gracefully retired?
That's a very good point that you made.
I haven't seen Henry.
No. Well, very interesting. Very interesting. Tevita Pangai Jr. I was looking forward to seeing Jason Taumalolo in action, and Taumalolo Mark II came to play.
Yeah, he did, Jimmy. And on this program 7 days ago, we were waxing lyrical over Taumalolo after he galloped over 300 metres and toweled up a Dragons pack almost on his own. Well, there just might be a new King of Tonga after Tevita Pangai produced. Well, it was an astonishing display of power, speed and aggression with and without the ball for the Broncos against Taumalolo and a well-beaten Cowboys side at Suncorp on Friday night. One of the most dominating displays I can remember, but I want to see it backed up a few times before I'll go overboard on this ex-Newcastle junior. I just hope he wears sky blue this season. That tackle on Josh Maguire was memorable. I understand it's been shown all around the world, and people are amazed at the fact that, A, Maguire got up, and that's part of our game. It's wonderful, isn't it? Can he back it up week after week? The great players can. Ken Pangai remains to be seen.
Well, I know, Jimmy, you're a massive fan of the Broncos, particularly their younger players, and Anthony Seward might have inherited a pretty good football team here, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. I think they showed on Friday night exactly what they've got coming up.
Hey, Zorb, some sad news about an ex-NRL great.
Yeah, this is really hard for me because I played with this player. The great Wombat, the great Graham Eadie, is having serious health issues up on the Gold Coast. There's a lot of Manly people up there that are really worried about him. There's a meeting this week between the man that brought him to Sydney, Ken Arfison, who incidentally has got 6 months to go to reach 90. He's a great Ken Arfison. Frank Stanton, who coached Wombat. And Wombat Eadie, 72, 73, 76, 78. Mm. 4 grand final wins in 6 years. The Wombat from Woi Woi. Best fullback, I think, that Manly's had just ahead of Brett Stewart. Wonderful player, wonderful teammate, terrific bloke. But I know Ken Arfison, Frank Stanton, Pogo Morgan and a whole host of ex-Eagles up on the Gold Coast are really concerned about the Wombat. They're making sure he gets the best of treatment. He has a heart issue and he needs an operation. He's fallen on pretty tough times of late, Wombat, and we're all going to get behind him, and there'll be a fundraiser up on the Gold Coast shortly, and I certainly want to be part of that.
I had the great pleasure of meeting him many years ago, 10 years ago, and what a humble champion.
What a player. Mm.
Zappers?
Yeah, my Zappers, I want to get going today on this. I've studied hard. Parramatta have got a good record against the Bulldogs, even when they haven't been going well. they've been able to towel up the Bulldogs. And I didn't like what I saw from the Bulldogs last week. I don't. Their forwards are all the same. I want to know who's going to pass the ball. And I just think Parra might have the wood on them. They had a good start last week. So I'm going with Parramatta giving a start in that game.
Yes.
And I'm going for a bit of an upset in the other game. The West Tigers have got a good record in recent times against the Warriors too. And I think buoyed by that win last week, out at Campbelltown, as long as they can contain the back three of Tuivasa-Sheck, Fusatua and Mamolo, I think they can win this game. I think the forwards can battle it out. It's really a Kiwis versus Kiwis game, really, with Madalino and Packer and Elijah Taylor in the West Tigers up against the Warriors pack that they've got. A little bit overrated, I think, the Warriors. I'm going for the West Tigers. Are they giving the start or getting it?
They're -1.5 at the line there, $1.90.
Okay, well, all up. Parramatta into the Tigers.
All right. Fair enough. Parra -2.5 at $2 into the Tigers -1.5 at $1.90 is your zapper. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I've got the scoreboard here. The people you did have a go at today, Annesley, Merrin, McGregor, Gorman, Barrett, Beattie and Greenberg.
And Manly's back line.
Yeah. Sorry, Manly's back five.
Well, hang on a sec. I've given a few raps.
Yeah, I know. Tavita Pangai, he's over in the other
Elise
column.
Berry. Elise Berry. Elise,
they're over in the other column, but I tell you what, they're on their own.
Okay, boys. Well, get someone else.
No. We'll get you again next week, Zorb. It's outstanding.
Thanks, Zorb. We love it. Good on you,
Find
mate.
Find Henry Perinara.
Perinara.
Yeah, that's right. Another one.
Perinara. I'll put that down too. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak next week.
Okay, mate.
See you, Pete.